Paul Erdős has died at the age of 83 following a heart attack. He died Friday in Warsaw. He was in Poland to attend a mathematics conference. Erdős is believed by many people to have been the most extraordinary mathematician of his generation. His work in the field of discrete mathematics is the basis, according to the New York Times, of computer science. Erdős spoke of his relationship with mathematical riddles in a 1989 documentary film, N is a Number, about his life.
Somebody asked me a problem, and sometimes I see immediately what you have to do. And very often it works immediately, that you know that you are on the right track. Because sometimes you are deceived.
Paul Erdős, 7 years ago. Ronald Graham is also a mathematician. He is the director of information sciences research at AT&T Laboratories, and he was a close friend of Paul Erdős. He understood the types of breakthroughs Erdős was capable of.
Paul Erdős was certainly unique among mathematicians in his ability to have a real feeling for numbers, for example. One of Paul's earliest results that's not so hard to understand involves the ideas of a prime number. A prime number is just a number that doesn't have any divisors except itself and one.
Three, for example,
or
is
three,
a prime number.
Or 11, or 101, whereas something like 25 has divisors. Five is a divisor. And Paul proved in a rather surprising and amazingly simple way, once you think about it, between any number and its double, there must always be at least one prime number. And typically, there are lots of them. So between 8 and 16, there's at least one prime number. In fact, there's 11 and 13. There are a couple of prime numbers.
You were a close friend of Paul Erdős. You were one of the people who kind of helped him to sustain his very peculiar way of life. He was a kind of mathematical pilgrim, from what I can tell.
Well, Paul had certainly a very special way of living, and he realized that many of the things that most all of us have to deal with, such as shopping for groceries and going to the cleaners and filling out income tax returns and things like that, are, in his mind, a distraction from his real purpose, which was to, as he liked to say, prove and conjecture. That is, conjecture new results, of which he was perhaps unequaled in modern mathematics. His hundreds and thousands of very provocative conjectures, and to try to find ways to prove these. In order to do this, Paul traveled, I would say, at least once a week. On the average, he was in two different places, often more, staying just a couple of days at one place, going from one town, one city, one university, one meeting to the next, carrying in the same spirit that Johnny Appleseed did, carrying the seeds and ideas and the mathematical news from one group to another. And that's why Paul Erdős has more co-authors than any other mathematician in history.
Did he not even have an academic home? No job?
Many years ago, he actually spent times ranging in the period of months at one particular place. But that stopped, I would say, in the 50s or so, where he never really had any permanent affiliation. And Paul's fantasy, in a way, which was more or less realized in the end, was to die with his boots on. He would like to be giving a lecture, he often said during a talk, and announcing some startling result, and someone from the audience would say, "Yes, but what about the more general case?" And Paul would say, "Well, I leave that to the next generation." And then he would leave, as he would say.
Mathematician Ronald Graham of AT&T Laboratories talking about his colleague and friend Paul Erdős, who died Friday at the age of 83.